Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Good to see spring sports underway. Some games taking place this week. The Shore Tiger softball program, they got out on the diamond on Wednesday, and they have the bats working already. Put 16 on the board in a win over Moline. And a new head coach of the Sherrard softball program, Mike Barnett. First up, Coach, congratulations. Tell us how excited you were on Wednesday. Nice win for the Tigers to begin the season.
Yeah, that was real exciting to see, coming out and hitting the balls right off the bat. That's always good. Always, gets everybody relaxed. So, yeah, well, it's great to have that.
Well, tell us a little bit about your coaching background. Now, I know you've been an assistant with Coach Estes the past year or two, and now you're the head coach there. I know you have kind of an ASA pedigree. I know in past years you've coached at the youth level with the Firebirds organization. So tell our listening audience a little bit about your coaching path.
Yeah. I started on the Firebirds organization, way back when, a while ago. Basically just coaching with my daughter. I coached with LaFontaine, kind of moved over to the Lady Hitman organization a few years after that. And I was coaching 18U for about 5 years with Dan Fisher. Took a little time off, Keith gave me a call and said, "Hey, what are you doing?" I said, "Hey, I'm not really doing anything." So, he says, "Hey, you want to help me, come coach the JV team?" And I'm like, "Sure, yeah, let's do it." And then, little did I know I'd be in this position today, but here I am.
Yeah. And now I see, I know my oldest daughter is the same age as your daughter, Becca Barnett, who played at, Allaman. Now is she helping you out there at Sherrard now too?
Yes, Becca is helping me. She's in charge of the JV team.
What's that like working with daughter as a father-daughter coaching combo? That has to be interesting, right?
She helped me last year with the JV team. And little did I know, where her head was, because as I'm talking with her about the game and she's telling me different things, and I'm like, wow, she knows a heck of a lot more than, sometimes you give them credit for, because she's been around the game. She's played at different levels in college. So she's a very headsy girl. She knows a lot about the game.
Well, it's good to see that relationship then from a coaching standpoint. Well, tell us a little bit about the makeup of this team. That really a nice way to start the season, where Sherrard's able to pick up a non-conference win over a program like Moline. So what do you think of this group here in 2022 at Sherrard?
Very talented is what I can tell you. Sitting here, for about 3 or 4 days before game and going, okay, what am I doing? Who am I putting where? What kind of batting order are we going to put together? And I tell you what, it's hard. It was very hard just to, try to do a lineup, but, that's credit to the girls. It's a really talented group.
Now, pitching wise for you, just tell us a little. Do you have a couple of different kids, or just how does the pitching lineup for Sherrard here in 2022?
Yesterday we started Carly, who actually finished with the varsity last year, we have an idea what she can do. We're not real sure about the rest of our group. We know they're talented. We had one of our freshmen pitching yesterday with Danny. We have Savannah, who's another talented pitcher, who we'll see pitch here pretty quick. And we have a senior in Miranda that can throw some, and we have McKenna, who can also throw some. So as far as pitching, yeah, it's just we have a good mix. We have some young girls that can bring it, and I'm sure you're going to find out more about them later on. So
yeah, so you look at then kind of softball in the area, and with you coaching at the ASA level for as long as you have, I know, even though you say you're a new head coach with the softball program, you're pretty much familiar with the culture and the talent level kind of in the Quad City area in this region. How much does that help you think in this job?
That helps a lot. I, I have always wondered why some of the, bigger colleges were not recruiting this area as well as I think they should. Even, smaller colleges, because there is a ton of talent in this area. It is absolutely unreal. I think every one of these girls that are playing ASA, can go and play at a college somewhere. Just because I believe there is a ton of talent around here.
Well, when you put 16 on the board in your first game, that means one, you have your hitting shoes on, but two, that means you have some kids in the lineup. So what about your offensive production? I mean, that's a kind of a perfect way to start the season when you score 16 in the game. So who are some of the big bats that you expect to kind of step up? Is it basically a top to the bottom type of lineup thing?
Pretty much. I mean, we have some big hitters. I mean, yesterday we let off with a Bella Dean, and goes there from Tegan to McKenna to Ava to Nadia. It's ridiculous. This lineup, like I said, I can probably move girls around, and that's not even including some of the girls that were on the bench yesterday. So, it's a hard decision. It's going to be a hard decision weekly for me as far as a batting order. Yes.
Yeah, and then as far as kind of softball in the area, the team, no question to beat now is, Rock Ridge with the program that they've assembled and kind of the tradition and their winning ways. So, just tell us a little bit about kind of the competition in the area. Softball's always been a pretty good sport in this part of the state. So what about kind of your schedule and, some of the teams you're going to compete against?
Well, talking to the AD, kind of take the similar approach as Estes, did last year with, I want to play top teams. The only way to get better as a group is to play that caliber teams and to, get better. When you see that level of talent, again, in this area, you have the Western Big Six that has tons of talented teams every year. I'm up for playing all of them if we can, if we can get them on our schedule. Just because I know that that's going to get us ready for the run at state. And I believe, Rock Ridge has a similar philosophy, playing the good teams in this area. That's the only way you can really get better.
Yeah. And then just as far as, being a head coach and kind of getting that first win Wednesday and being, out on the field, just like personally and professionally for you, how cool was that kind of experience now kind of leading a high school softball program?
Well, I can't tell you how nervous I was, even though I've done this for a long time, but this is the first time at the high school, at the high school level that I'm doing this, and things are a little bit different as far as dealing with schools and things. But, once I stepped on the field, once things got going, and especially with the bats going again, everything just relaxes, and you're like, okay, this is the game that I know, being out here, being with these girls, then from that point on, it's really not much different than travel ball.
All right, a good start for the Tigers. They scored 16 on Wednesday in their first game of the season in a win over Moline. Nice going, Coach Barnett. We'll see you down the road at a softball diamond. How about that?
All right, thank you, Jim.
All right, Mike Barnett, first-year head coach, Sherrard, joining us on WRMJ.